Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on good character, and we bring the various ahadith on the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kindness, the magnanimous, the generosity, the beauty of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These ahadith will be much more meaningful when a person has deep love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person loves someone, and he wants to know everything about that person, what that person does, when he or she does it, what they do, what they like, what they don't like. Why? Because the person has got love for that person. So like that, if we got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of that love, if we hear that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something, immediately it should spur us on that I also want to do it, because my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what he did. And if my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked something, then automatically I would also dislike it. But what drives a person is that love. On one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she told some person that you must perform tahajjud salah, telling the person, perform tahajjud salah. And she just gave one reason why you must perform tahajjud salah. She could have mentioned all the different fazail, the virtues of performing tahajjud salah, what reward there is, etc. Allah Ta'ala answers the du'as of a person that performs tahajjud salah, the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala is coming down at that moment. She could have mentioned various virtues of tahajjud salah, but she just tells the person one reason. She gives one reason. Perform tahajjud salah because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform tahajjud salah. Finish. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform tahajjud salah, therefore you perform it. In other words, if you are a real ashiqe Rasul, if you are a real lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that reason is enough for you. You don't need any other reason to be performing the tahajjud salah. So anyway, we're moving on with the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as character is concerned. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu qal, lam yakun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahishan wala mutafahishan wa kana yaqulu inna min khiyarikum ahsanakum akhlaqa, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither vulgar nor obscene. In English now, this translates just as vulgar and obscene. But in Arabic, this word fahish and mutafahish were two different meanings, two different explanations. Fahish is where a person naturally, tab'i, instinctively this person is vulgar. His style is such that he doesn't have to pretend. He's just vulgar and obscene all the time. And mutafahish, sometimes you find a person that's not obscene, he's not a vulgar person, but when he's there with his friends and he's there with that company, now suddenly he wants to impress others, so he becomes obscene and he becomes vulgar. He wants to show his friends or show the people around that I can also use vulgar words, I can also be obscene. So he's not naturally, he's not instinctively obscene and vulgar, but just to impress others now and then he behaves like that. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not fahish and nor was he mutafahish. He was not instinctively, naturally, he was not vulgar, nor was he obscene. Naturally, Allah Ta'ala had made his quality. He was beautiful, naturally, perfect in all respects. Nor would Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever act as though he was vulgar, and nor would he ever act like he was obscene. However, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, the best of you are those who are best in character. The best of you are those who are best in character. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing good akhlaq, good character in our lives. And we explain so simple, Mawla Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali simplified this whole big chapter, this whole ocean of good character in two words. Ta'ammul or tahammul. Think before you do anything, that what is going to be the outcome? Am I going to hurt someone? Am I going to sadden someone? Am I going to unnecessarily bring pain to someone? Then I shouldn't be doing or I shouldn't be saying what I am going to do or what I am going to say. So that is ta'ammul. Or tahammul, if somebody said something to me, somebody did something to me, then at that time I'm tolerant, I'm patient, I don't say anything, I don't reply, I don't behave in a uncouth, I don't reduce myself to the level of that person. I show the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of tolerance. So these two things, one is consideration, think before you do anything or say anything, and the other is anybody does this to us, then at that time we make sabr. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.